From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The embattled Environmental Protection Agency chief Scott Pruitt has resigned. President Trump tweeted Thursday that he had accepted Pruitt's resignation. The president made no mention of the numerous scandals and alleged ethics violations in which Pruitt has been embroiled. British officials are trying to unravel how two Britons have been exposed to the military-grade nerve agent Novichok. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police say specialists have now determined that the Amesbury duo were poisoned by the same lethal toxin developed in the Soviet Union that almost killed a former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter Yulia in March in Salisbury. What remains unclear, though, is if the new victims were intentionally targeted. However, they remain critically ill in hospital. Another puzzle for the probe is determining if there's a link between the Skripal case and the new one, and whether the nerve agent came from the same batch that left the Skripals fighting for their lives. Charles de Ledesma, London.
British police said Thursday that the couple handled a contaminated item. Syrian and Russian military forces have launched a series of airstrikes, and Syrian government troops carried out ground attacks on rebel-held areas near the border with Jordan. China is warning that it will retaliate strongly and instantly to U.S. tariffs set to go into effect Friday on $34 billion worth of Chinese-made goods. President Trump plans to impose 25% tariffs on more than 800 Chinese products at 1 minute after midnight Friday, Washington time. A foreign ministry spokesman said China will not bow down to the threats. This is VOA News.